Yeah. Yo, step into the ring where the stories get raw. Junkyard James spitting truth, no flaw. Beyond the junkyard, the tales collide. Wrestling's wild side, come and take the ride. Chairs fly, ropes snap, legends unfold. Every move, every slam, the drama is gold. From the underground brawls to the title fights, we break it all down under spotlight nights. Beyond the junkyard, where the stories get told. Steel cages, bright lights, the moment's so bold. From the past to the future, the mat stays strong. Junkyard James, keep it real all day long. Tune in, strap up, it's about to get wild. Powerbomb the truth, no sugar, no mild. Every heel, every face, every match that burns. The junkyard delivers, now it's your turn. So hit play, no delay, the bell has rung. Beyond the junkyard, where the legends are sung. Junkyard James got the mic in his grip. Wrestling podcast vibes, now let's take the trip.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Junkyard James. Welcome to the first Saturday solo episode of 2026. It's my pleasure to be here today. We got a good episode today. Let's go, baby. Pro wrestling is about to hit a great year in 2026, and we're going to talk about why I think 2026 is going to be the final note in Kenny Omega's illustrious pro wrestling career. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Let's catch up with some housekeeping. You see there at the top left-hand corner, if you're watching on YouTube, the Discord QR code. Scan that code throughout the show. Join our Real Wrestling Community Discord page. And let's create a community of like-minded fans of pro wrestling. And let's have some disagreements. I want WWE fans. I want AEW fans, TNA fans, New Japan fans, fans all alike. Let's do this thing. Let's create a community of pro wrestling fans. So hit that QR code as well. Follow us on the social medias, on Twitter, the Junkyard Media Group page, IBEJMG. Follow us there on X as well. If you follow us on Facebook, that's Junkyard Media Group. Go ahead, like this video. Follow us on the Facebook page, and as well, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you are watching here on YouTube. If you're listening on one of the audio-only platforms, go ahead and give us a 5-star review like your Dave Meltzer in the Tokyo Dome, and follow along on your favorite platforms. That way, you can get a notification every time an episode gets posted. All right, let's jump into this thing. We don't have a whole lot to talk about today. I just wanted to use this episode, and I really want to use this Saturday show now more as an opportunity for me to either fantasy book something, or if I have a rant, that this is the outlet that I go. I want the Thursday live streams to really just be talking about the content that's going on TV. And really not so much so about ranting about little things. There'll still be some mid-card meltdown moments on the Thursday live streams. Obviously, we don't always agree on all the booking, so we may have opportunities to have some ranting there. But for the most part, a lot of the rant will happen on the monologue. Right now, it's time for the monologue. I am Junkyard James. I'm going to tell you about Kenny Omega and fantasy book his final run. As we saw on Wednesday, Kenny Omega has announced that he is interested in the AEW World Championship. And this is awesome, dude. I can't wait for this. Kenny Omega, and as I kind of alluded to on Thursday, he kind of made this promo about, like, can I even do this? Can I even win the title? Am I even going? How much longer do I have? Essentially, is what Kenny Omega was trying to get in this promo. And he says he's going to fight Max for the belt one more time. And this is going to be fun, right? So we have throughout the summer, the spring and summer months now, multiple opponents for Maxwell Jacob Freeman to go against for the AEW World Championship. There's still Samoa Joe on the hunt. There's still Swerve Strickland and Adam Hangman Page. And now you add in Kenny Omega. Well, and then you have Bandido in 2 weeks, I believe, on the 14th. He's going to have an opportunity to win the AEW Championship. Well, let's just throw it out. So Revolution, let's just have maybe we do Swerve versus Maxwell, or Hangman versus Maxwell. Kenny's not, I don't think they would give us the match that early in the feud. Let's just say I'll give you Hangman versus MJF. Swerve comes out to help Hangman, and let's just say MJF pulls off a win, right? I think MJF goes through Revolution and wins. It sets up a stronger companionship between Hangman and Swerve, and then I think they make a run. They say, you know what? Let's go for the tag belts. Like, let's become tag team champions for a moment. And so you get Hangman and Swerve. They're going to be a tag team. And as Cody said so elegantly, I hope we see it at some time this year. I think Hangman and Swerve will probably make a run for the tag team championships here soon. All right, so they get out of the picture, and then at Dynasty, we get Samoa Joe and Maxwell Jacob Freeman in a singles match. MJF skates through, cheats, wins, does the heel stuff, and he ends up leaving Dynasty as champion, leading into Double or Nothing. And this is where I think it can get very, very interesting. Kenny Omega then comes out. He wants Maxwell at Double or Nothing. Obviously, at Double or Nothing, to set it up, is usually also the finals of the Owen Hart tournaments. As you know, at Double or Nothing, this past year, we saw Hangman beat Ospreay to get a title shot at All In, where he ultimately won the belt. Well, I think they're going to run the same idea for Double or Nothing this year. So you'll have Maxwell fight Omega, and then you'll have the Owen Hart finals. And I think this year, Will Ospreay comes back for the Owen Hart tournament, and Will Ospreay will win the Owen Hart tournament this year. He then will have a championship opportunity, whether it's against MJF or whether it's against Kenny Omega. Well, before Ospreay left for his surgery, if we remember correctly, him and Omega had kind of finally reconciled their differences about Ospreay turning on Omega several years ago. This is a key part, I think, of the story. Because at Double or Nothing, I would have Ospreay start the show. It was the main event last year at Double or Nothing. This year, I'd have it start the show, the finals of the Owen Hart men's tournament. Ospreay wins, and now Ospreay has to watch throughout the night to see who he's going to get an opportunity to wrestle at All in London. And so, with that being said, Ospreay is waiting. He's waiting. MJF versus Omega hits the main event of Double or Nothing. And Ospreay comes down to the ring to interfere to as a help to Kenny Omega. MJF is trying to cheat in some way, and Ospreay comes and helps and says he wants the winner to be decided fairly, essentially. Well, Kenny Omega gets over. Kenny Omega beats MJF at Double or Nothing. They all celebrate. Him and Ospreay meet in the ring. They hug it out. They say, let's have a good fight. And then, out of nowhere, Don Callis and his family shows up. Kenny Omega attacks Will Ospreay and rejoins the Don Callis family. So I think after Double or Nothing, we have the this year we're going back to normal, and we will have Forbidden Door between All In and Double or Nothing. So we go through, Omega holds the belt. He has a dream match with Zack Sabre Jr. or someone for the belt at Forbidden Door. We keep leading. And the big story is going to be Ospreay versus Omega. And this is where we get to it. Kenny's now the heel. Ospreay's now the face. Kenny says to Ospreay, hey, I saw last year you were willing to put up that if you lose against the Young Bucks, you could no longer fight for the AEW World Championship. Put that on the line again. Ospreay, if you lose to me, you can never be AEW champion. And Ospreay says, okay, I'll do it. But in return, Kenny, if I beat you, not only do I take your title, but I take your career. And now there are serious stakes in this match. And Kenny agrees to it. He says, all right, title is on the line. If you lose, you can never fight for it again. If I lose, I will retire. And so we get to All in London, England, in the biggest match of the year, Ospreay versus Kenny Omega. And Kenny Omega loses. Will Ospreay gets the title in his country of England. He becomes AEW World Champion. And now we are left with a Kenny Omega who is now having to retire. We come out after the Dynamite after All In, and Kenny Omega says that he's not going to retire, that he's an EVP, and he doesn't have to oblige to these contracts. He's the heel, right? He's a heel. He says he wants a rematch with Ospreay at a time that he chooses. Ospreay beats him again. And at some point in time, Kenny Omega has to retire. Tony Khan will come out and say, you signed the deal, you have to retire. And that's how it works. This is the final run of Kenny Omega. And Kenny Omega will retire at the hands of Will Ospreay. And even if he doesn't get the rematch, maybe he just retires at All In. Maybe that's the point. Is let's get Ospreay over, Let's retire Kenny. That's the way he wants to go out. Maybe that's how it works. Omega is, I don't think that Kenny doesn't have a whole lot of time left. This would be the perfect ending to Kenny Omega's career. Because Ospreay and Omega have had two really good matches. This could be the ending of the trilogy between Ospreay and Omega. And Ospreay gets the big bump. The stakes are on the line. The pop is going to be loud when he wins in London at All In. And on the flip side, no one wants to see Kenny Omega retire. So it's going to be emotional on both sides. And Omega can do what he does best and put on the best bout of his career against Will Ospreay in a retirement match that no one, that won't be announced as a retirement match. Kind of the same way as Danielson. Won't be announced as a retirement match, but it essentially is his retirement match. You know, I was thinking about it now, just now. Ospreay wins. And let's not have Omega come out and retire. Let's have Omega say, you know what? I'm done as a wrestler. I'm done as a wrestler, but I'm still going to be on TV. I'm still going to be a manager. I'm still going to do something. And I've invoked my EVP clause that I'm going to run AEW Collision or Dynamite or whatever as a sort of general manager type figure. That way Omega can still be part of the show, but he's done as a wrestler. They've done move Danielson to commentary, and now they can move Omega into a general manager type role or an on-screen authority figure. And he can still stay in the Don Callis family. He can still run his allegiances with Don Callis and make all the baby faces pay and give all of the favors to Don Callis as this like corrupt authority figure. And that will be Kenny Omega's career going forward after All In, I think, as more of a authority figure and not a wrestler. I think it would work. I think it could work. Yeah, but let me know, guys. Comment below your thoughts on Kenny Omega. Is this his final run or is it not? We're going to end. And I can't end it now because I want to be able to share one other thing as we close out this week's episode. And William Regal posted something. Was it earlier this week or late last week, about wrestlers need to stop taking neck bumps and need to protect themselves and yada yada, basically going on criticizing this new generation for the level of intensity they go for to appease the fans. And look, I respect William Regal. He's had a very lengthy pro wrestling career. But the times have changed, bro. This is what I hate so much about the old heads of the business is they are so unwilling for change. They are so unwilling to see wrestling evolve into something that it wasn't when they were in the ring. Injuries happen in pro wrestling. You're going to be injured. As a pro wrestler, you assume the risk of an injury when you enter the ring. Most injuries don't happen on these high-flying stunts. They usually happen on what would be considered a basic move or just an accident or a botch. Hulk Hogan, for the longest of time, had a hip and leg and knee problems from doing his leg drop. You're going to be hurt. There's going to be a toll taken on your body for doing a combat sport, for doing a contact sport. Pro football players are aware of that. Hockey players are aware of the risk of injury. And pro wrestlers are aware that there is a risk every time you step into the ring. Now, that is not to say that they shouldn't do moves that they know how to do safely. That they shouldn't try and do things that are safe. And if they don't feel comfortable with a certain move, don't put it in your move set. But for those that know how to do the move, that know how to do it safely, and are comfortable enough to do it time and time again in a safe environment, I see no issue with these people doing the moves that they want to do. I mean, imagine if William Regal told Mankind, Mick Foley, that he shouldn't have taken the bump off of the top of the steel cage, that he shouldn't have put his body on the line night in and night out. Because if Mick Foley played it safe, would he have ever been World Wrestling Entertainment's heavyweight champion? Imagine him telling Darby Allin not to do the daredevil stunts that Darby Allin does on a weekly basis. What would Darby Allin be without that? What you're saying is, because I don't like your style, I think you shouldn't be able to perform it. And that's not fair. Because wrestling is not a one-size-fits-all industry. Some people have to do different things to identify themselves as different than somebody else. What works for Darby may not work for somebody else. What works for somebody else may not work for Darby Allin. Therefore, here's my thing. If you're going to be a pro wrestler, you're going to assume at some point in time you're probably going to get hurt. And if you're not seriously injured, you get the injuries, the pain, it all accumulates over time. There's not a move that you can do in the ring that doesn't pose a risk of some form of pain or injury. That's just the sector of the entertainment business that you're in, is that your stunt doubles in a live setting. There is a risk that you have to assume every time you step into the ring. And so my call for this next generation is respect the past, but you know who you are. You know what you need to do to get yourself into the position that you need to do. And if you listen to those who say, don't take those risks, understand that if you listen to that advice, you may just be another indie darling for the rest of your career. And if you're okay with that, cool, you had a 35-year career, but you could have wasted an opportunity to separate yourself from the rest of the industry. So you know what's best for you. And just because someone has 35 years of experience in the business, doesn't mean they understand what's best for business for your individual career. As long as you're doing stuff safe, as long as you are confident enough to perform the move, and as long as you are getting over with the fans, I say do whatever it takes to separate yourself from everybody else in the wrestling business. Look, this is Junkyard James. I hope you guys had a happy new year. Happy holiday season. I'm excited for what we are going to do this year at the Junkyard Media Group and with the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. Let me know what y'all think about this. Is this the end of Omega's run? What do you think about William Regal's comment? Are they correct? Are they wrong? Let me know what you think, guys. Leave a comment below. If you're listening on the audio, head over to the YouTube and be part of the conversation. Scan that QR code, join the Discord, like us, comment, subscribe, share with all your friends. I'm Junkyard James. We'll see you next Thursday on the live stream. It's just me and Cody. We're back to normal business operations again. And we'll see you next week. This has been another episode of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. I'm Junkyard James. We'll see y'all again. This is wrestling without the filter. This is Beyond the Junkyard.